NA1SS, TV5RRR. You're just a little bit weak, but I think that's good contact. School, go ahead with your first question.
Hi, I'm Matteo, and I'd like to ask, how does the ISS move around Earth without an engine? Over.
Down the mountain, and then if you throw it harder and harder, it's going to go a little further and a little further. If you shoot that ball out of a cannon off the top of the mountain, it will go even further. Well, we've used rockets to shoot ourselves and the space station in it and its pieces off the Earth really, really hard, but eventually we will fall. We will actually come back to Earth, but it happens so slowly, and we use some of the vehicles that we come aboard with their extra fuel to give us extra energy in orbit. Over.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and my question is, what can you tell us about the Lotus Flower space gear? Over.
Daniel, you have asked a really excellent question, and I will tell you that I have asked all of the crew members. There are six of us here, three from Russia, two from the U.S., and one from Italy, and none of us know about the Lotus plant, and we want to find out. So I think you have to find out another way, and we'll be looking to find out as well. Over.
Hi, my name is Kevin, and my question is, what happens if there is an emergency on board the ISS and there is no one to contact? Over.
Kevin, great question, and that is something that we practice all the time as a crew, as six people, or even as three people, because sometimes when one vehicle has gone, we'll only be three of us aboard. We practice as if we will get no help from the ground, and we have procedures that are written that way. And we also try to remember, even if things are happening very fast, we try to remember that we can try all our mechanisms to contact the ground, even ham radio. Over.
Hi, my name is Jody, and I would like to ask, is there any proof as to the existence of vegetation or inhabitants in other planets rather than Earth? Over.
Jody, it's hard to say whether there's proof or not. There's a lot of different facts that we're considering to show whether we have seen, whether Mars and other planets like it have had life on them. I am confident that we will be finding out that we are not alone, but so far, no hard evidence that is clear to everyone. Over.
Hi, my name is Tom, and my question is, where did you get your inspiration to become an astronaut? Over.
When I was younger, I met an astronaut, Dr. Sally Ride, and when I met her, I realized, wow, she's a real person, just like me. And it made me realize that maybe I could do this job, and that I should work hard, and I should try. And that's why I'm talking to you today, hoping that all of you will realize that jobs that you think are just for special people are actually for you. Doesn't mean you all have to be astronauts, but it does mean that you can have your dream job if you work hard. Over.
Hi, my name is Reese. How long does it take to get from the Earth to the ISS? Over.
It takes only 8.5 minutes to get to low Earth orbit, to be circling the Earth, but then we take another 2 days to actually get to the space station, and hopefully you'll see that on Thursday the space shuttle launches, and on Saturday afternoon they will dock with the space station. Over.
Hi, my name is Ben. What happens if you get a cut while on board the ISS? Will all the blood come out quickly? Over.
Ben, it's a really interesting question. The blood, I think, will come out at the same rate because that's dictated by your heart pumping the blood out of whatever hole or cut you got. But what is different is it won't be falling on the ground. It will just be welling up around the cut, which might make it harder to get to the cut to, you know, tape it back together. But we have all those kinds of supplies on board, and we can fix things like that, and we're trained. Over.
Hi, my name is Laurie, and my question is, can oxygen be recycled? What happens to carbon dioxide after you breathe it out? Over.
the oxygen stays pure, but just as your question asked, we have to actually remove the carbon dioxide. And we use that using using some filters that take out the CO2 and clean our air. And so that gives us clean air to breathe. Over.
Hi, my name is Henry, and my question is the ISS in danger of colliding with meteorites or space junk? Over.
Well, Henry, I wouldn't say in danger, but I will say that there is a certain probability that we could hit meteorites or space junk, and we have people around the world for their jobs tracking the big pieces of space junk and making sure that if they are on a collision path with us, that we actually will move the space station. Over.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and my question is, how long did it take to assemble the ISS? Over.
What your definition of assembled, meaning it's all finished, is, I would say it took a little more than 10 years. And that's because all the pieces had to come up from the Earth and then be put together by the robotic arm or by docking together up here in space. So it took a long time, but we're actually always improving. Over.
My name is Rebecca, and my question is, how big is the International Space Station in meters? Over.
Rebecca, I know some of the dimensions. One of them is the truss that goes across the space station. It's not the part that we live in. It's where our equipment is stored, and that truss is about 100 meters long. And then each solar array from tip to tip, meaning the top part and the bottom part put together, is 72 meters long. And the reason that we know those things is that when we approach in a Soyuz or in a space shuttle, we need to know how close we are. When are we going to get to the space station? And we do that by seeing how big the space station appears in our windows. So we use those measurements. Over.
Hi, my name is Amelia. My question is, how long can you be in space for at any one time? Over.
Amelia, I think you could be up here for a very, very, very long time, especially if you do things like exercise every day, which we do to keep our bones and our muscles strong. We've had people be up in space for more than a year. My mission is almost 6 months, and I'm very excited about it, and I really actually don't want to come home quite yet, so I'm hoping for longer than 6 months. Over.
Hi, my name's Ethan. What new research have you conducted in the last 12 months? Over.
Ethan, we have 130 different science experiments on board the space station, so every day I do some part of some of them. We are growing crystals, we are looking at fluid physics, actually just today we have a combustion rack that is looking at how combustion or fire or burning things really happens. And by learning those things up here in space, where things burn a little bit differently, a little more slowly, we can find out a lot about how pollution happens. Over.
Hi, my name is Ricky, and the question I like to say, what do you enjoy most about your job? Over.
Well, Ricky, I certainly love being in space and being on a space mission. But I will tell you that I've been an astronaut for almost 20 years, a long time. And until I came to the space station right now, I have been doing one thing to say. And so that means that we're going to be on the ground.
I think we've just lost Catherine. This is the operator from Preston. Would everyone like to give a big cheer for Catherine on the International Space Station?